Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hello there. You're listening to Winning at Life. Yes, it is the Daily Wrap. Thanks for tuning back in as well. We do this every evening at 7. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, well, Amazon does it again. What industry did they decide they're going to decimate today? Also, we have some Social Security widows. What happens if the guy remarries? What happens if you remarry? Just all these little scenario things we like to go through. Because we started to do that yesterday. We got interrupted by a call. I went back and listened to the tape. We didn't get back to it, Gregory, and there's a couple things I want to finish out.
And what was that?
Well, because on the widows, the scenarios, happens if you get remarried, Social Security, disability, all that crazy stuff. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. All right. Now, I want to start with this story here. Oh, no, wait. See, Gregory, this isn't the story I wanted to start it with. This is our ratings and how awesome they are lately. Actually, we're done.
We're like crushing it or something.
Well, we are on the number one talk station in the New Orleans market and the Biloxi market, too. So, you know, I mean, I don't
know
if we
could be the number one live financial talk show in the South.
We might be the only one that's on Monday through Friday.
So we're number one.
Yes. Okay. We'll take it.
Number one live financial talk radio.
All right. Now, here it is. Here it is for real. Jokes aside. The Supreme Court decision that you and I talked about yesterday. Are you responding to me or your computer?
We're going to talk about this, but not right now.
Okay. Pardon me. It's the name of the band. I know this is impolite. That's why you have the fair warning. But the name of the band is The Slants, and they are a bunch of kids of Asian descent who wanted to kind of take that name and sort of embrace it and own it. And so that's what they named their band. And there was a little bit of sort of political incorrect controversy around it. Nothing major, but really what this was, can we just agree, Gregory, this was a proxy war for the Washington Redskins issue, basically?
What did I miss?
The Slants ruling yesterday. It's a proxy war for the Washington Redskins.
I agreed with the Supreme Court. Did something change?
No, nothing changed. We just didn't get to this yesterday.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
We
talked about it over lunch.
Yes.
We were going to talk about it on the show and didn't get to it. But, you know, back in 2015, somebody decided it was, like, vulgar. Well, there's another term they used.
Obscene.
Obscene.
I think that's what they used.
Yeah, it's obscene. So a court decided to pull their rights to that trademark. That's kind of a violation. And then you come up with some trademarks. I don't know if we could talk about them, but then you came up with some trademark. Well, I'm going to trademark this and see what they do.
Yeah, it's some derogatory things about basically my circle of society here, which is, seems to be one anyone can kick her out. That's all right. But the at issue in this case, though, a law that prohibits registration of trademarks that may disparage persons, living or dead, institutions, beliefs, or national symbols. So there really is a law saying there is a limit on what you can and cannot trademark. So I'm glad this interpretation came out the way it did. But there's still some wiggle room out there, Gregory, for them to tell you you cannot. Oh, in Periscope, we have a lawyer over here. The Lanham Act. Thank you, Professor. The Lanham Act does that. There are some things that you're not allowed to trademark because it's disparaging.
And that's what the Lanham Act covers?
According to a scoper, however accurate that may be.
Okay. But the Redskins doesn't fall under that.
You would hope not. I don't understand how it's a disparagement. How is this massive?
How long have they had the trademark? It's, you know, we should have dealt with that when we first applied for it. All of a sudden, now you figure it out, it's disparaging.
Yeah, and it was, the team was named after their first coach who happened to be of Native American descent. So they wanted to honor him. You know, we're all Redskins.
Yeah, the funny thing is, and I don't know, I might be, we'll say, different. I never looked at it as disparaging. And I'm 1/16th American Indian.
Where was I born and raised?
Tyler, Texas.
What's the NFL franchise in Houston?
The Texans.
Not offended.
You're not? You're not bothered by that at all?
No protests. I'm not worried about the trademark, even though their mascot is a very doofus caricature of Texans with, you know, the big cartoon floppy head. It's not insulted at all. Here's what.
But you know, let's say I became disenchanted with Redskins. You know, darn. Pair of tickets, 1% ownership. You know, I'm easy to please.
Here's what's amazing, though. This decision was 8-0. It's fairly rare for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, if it's controversial enough to make it to the Supreme Court, you would think there would be a couple of defectors, not even Ruth Bader Ginsburg or anything to that effect.
Well, it'd be like Green Bay. They're all Packers. What are you talking about, Packers? Meat Packers? They're all meat packers up there. That's what their team's named after, because they were allowed to practice on the field. You know, they didn't have no place to go. They're in Green Bay. Times are tough. Team about went under, made it publicly traded. So actually, I'm technically an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, full disclosure. Full disclosure.
I'm a part owner of the Green Bay Packers. So yeah, I root for them often. But, you know, am I offended? You're a packer? No, I'm not offended.
Did you ever pack stuff in a warehouse?
I've done some packing in my time.
Fair enough.
Suitcases often.
Oh, it's something else we talked about on the Saturday show that I wanted to also reiterate on the weekday show, because speaking of ratings, they are vastly different crowds. It's almost not even, there's very little overlap, actually. We'll talk about that after the show. Okay. Ingalls Shipbuilding, though, got the $3 billion Navy contract for that amphibious vehicle. Amphibious vehicle. Amphibious ship, obviously. But these things
that
are...
That is kind of their thing over there, by the way.
Yeah, you did a little dig in here, and this is not their first amphibious contract. Now, you and I were scratching our heads about this Navy ship that had a little accident sort of in the Sea of Japan, where it looks like they're telling us some sort of freighter, some cargo ship. Accidentally bumped into it. Now we're in an age where you have how many cameras are on your truck every time you back up, Gregory?
Oh, I think we're being nice on this. I just don't get this accidental circling around and running into a warship with a giant freighter.
Right.
I'm still not buying that.
And we have a battleship, it's literally built to go into battle, to withstand torpedoes. But a freighter's going to knock it so hard that 7 sailors die. There's no explosion in there. There wasn't a bomb on that ship, or it didn't ram it at high speed. This was just an accidental bumping into, and 7 sailors died or went missing or whatever the tally is these days. Boy, that is just suspicious all day long.
Oh, it is. I'm very surprised by that, actually.
This Ingalls Shipbuilding, a $3 billion contract. Big chunk of that money is just going to sit right into the listening area of our Biloxi affiliate, right? Just in the coast of Mississippi. Hope they get some of those checks in time for cruising the coast. It's going to be happy times over there.
Yeah. I'm very impressed with what's going on at Ingalls, them keeping the business. You know, this construction of the amphibious assault ship, Bougainville, if I'm pronouncing right, the LHA-8 class, heck, looks like a darn mini aircraft carrier.
Is that the one that's supposed to be amphibious?
Yeah. Let's see.
You mean to flip it? I can flip it.
I'm going to show it to you, listeners at home. If you're on Periscope, you might can get a glimpse of it. But go to the sunherald.com and do a search for Ingalls Shipbuilding awarded $3 billion Navy contract, and it'll hook you up. But see it? Look at that.
That's amphibious?
Yeah, that's...
It looks like a city.
Yeah.
It has a runway on it?
Yeah, I'm not
it says,
sure.
It says amphibious in the caption. You're right. LHA-8.
That is a pretty cool thing they're getting to build over there. And it's from complete from design stage to sending it off to do ready to do battle.
Well, they need to keep it out of here because the roads in Lakeview are already bad enough without a million-pound ship rolling down the street. What highway could you drive that? Hey, so when you get these contracts, so these are government contracts, just to kind of loop it back into the show here, do they have different retirement accounts? What does that look like?
Well, you have to go back to the parent company, Huntington Ingalls Industries. They fall under that, whatever Huntington Ingalls agreements are regarding their 401k. And, you know, it's typical of Fortune 500 companies. They're going to have a lot of great choices, probably have in-service rollovers such as that. When you had the older version, remember, employees at one point owned Avondale. And that gets things complicated when you have an ESOP in the mix. And some of these companies with acquisition here and there, you could have somebody working at Ingalls that's actually got several different plans working under because of who bought who when.
ESOP?
Yeah. Employee Stock Ownership Plan.
Defense contractor in my in-law circle had a pension still. Are these like pension-heavy companies?
Yeah, pension-heavy companies, but, you know, everybody's shifting to 401ks and such, but you could still have some with a pension plan out there. Gosh, speaking of pension plans, I had somebody come in with the, pension guarantee
benefit corporation?
Yeah, PGOF or whatever it is. Pension Benefit Corporation. And he's trying to decide whether to turn it on at 60 or 65. He's got 4 years to go. Not to change subject, but you brought up pensions, and it made me think of that. And I said, well, we've got 4 years to figure it out, whether or not you need to turn it on then or wait and figure out what is the funding of this. They're already, the pension, it's one of those airlines that was taken over back in 2003. I can't even think of it because, you know, once an airline leaves, you don't really think about them anymore.
Oh, the mergers?
No, they went under. So, but they've had the plan, and I said, if they accepted the plan, you're probably good. Remember, multi-state pension funds having a problem because that pension guarantee corporation will not accept their plan. They're like, oh, we're not touching that stinking mess.
All right, questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Riggs and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're not using the 401k, and if there is a match, that's like free money. You're doubling it. Each year you add money to that for that year's contributions. You should definitely go get the match. If it's 3 or 4%, put in that much. Now, let's say you're already doing that and you get a raise. You want to make that raise go further? Increase the 401k. And you don't have to do it by that percentage, but you're also doing it pre-tax, which means Uncle Sam's kicking in because he's not getting his tax on that. It's being deferred to later, so you can get more value out of that raise and still have some left to do something else.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Yeah, it's raining, but we're still here. Winning at Life. It's the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. It's live Financial Talk Radio. Remember when this song came out a long time ago? It was actually one of my favorite for the lip syncers, which we didn't know they were doing that at the time. But you know what? When we found out, I said, cool. I still like the song.
It didn't stop me. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, you don't deserve those awards and all, but whoever put all this together, that was some good music.
What it made me think is, it doesn't matter how bad I sing, I could still become a pop star. I get someone else to sing, and I just got to get up there and dress real funky and lip sync for a year or two.
Yeah, but you had already took up music before then, huh? Or was that where like, oh,
that doesn't mean
I'm
going
to learn to play
well.
The guitar, play the drums, play the piano.
That's not the guy that wins the Grammys. It's always the lead singer in pop music that wins the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Katy Perry wins a Grammy, her guitar player didn't get on stage next to her. This isn't Aerosmith. This isn't the Police. It's her. Pop music's different. I like that. It's about me. Hey, okay, listen, this happens sometimes. We don't always catch it, but we talked about this on the Saturday show, and then we sort of did a recap yesterday, and we missed one of the parts we said on the Saturday show, but I found the video on right now. I'm going to play it straight off the Gregory Ricks and Associates YouTube channel. I'll be putting it in the categories tomorrow on the blog. How getting remarried affects your Social Security widow's benefit. This is just a little 3-minute pop here, and we'll be right back. Hang on. You can tell it's from the TV show from the old theme here, Gregory.
Yeah, I remember those.
Let's go back 3 years and listen to our baby selves here, Gregory.
Cut. We got to do it again.
What if her ex-husband dies? How does that affect the benefits? Survivor benefits for divorced spouses are the same as for widows, providing the marriage...
10 years.
As we talked about, 10 years, the same benefit formulas, age requirements, and actuarial reductions apply. Of course, there's even another whole subject. The rules are different if the woman is caring for the worker's child who is under age 16.
No orphan benefit.
So whole nother situation there, because she could actually be eligible for Social Security benefits up until the child reaches age 16, and that child would be receiving benefits as well. Now, what if she remarries, James, after widowhood? You know, I always kind of tell the story about my mom, you know, where my father was killed in an accident a long time ago, and she had brought up the question of, I'm thinking about marrying, you know, marrying again, remarrying, and I kind of mentioned to her, I said, you want to maybe check into this to see if this could affect your Social Security benefits. And here's what she learned. See, if a woman remarries before age 60, she is not entitled to survivor benefit based on her deceased husband's record. Well, it turns out she didn't want to take no pay cut. Money was more important than love, I guess, in that case.
Smart mom.
And she listened and said, oh, no, I'm not taking a pay cut. This is one instance where the potential loss of survivor benefits might cause a woman to think twice about remarrying. It did so for my mom. However, if she does remarry and the remarriage ends, she may once again become entitled to those survivor benefits based upon the first husband's record. Want more? Well, how about this? Widow receiving survivor benefits remarries at the age of 60 or later, she may continue those benefits. And based on her previous husband's work record, and at age 62 or later, she could switch to the new husband's spousal benefits. Typically, the spousal benefits 50% of their Social Security benefit, and that might be a good bit less than the spousal benefit, so that might not be a play there. But you see, you have all these scenarios going on and things to think about where just one simple decision, and most people don't have this type of guidance, James. They don't know that they're even eligible at age 60, or should they wait to 62 and maybe do a flip on the benefits.
All right, we're back live now.
That was some good work back in TV land.
Yeah, well, look, that was 3.5 years ago. I was just a spry young 36 then. You know, it's so much younger. It's just a different person.
Did you have any kids then?
I think still had seven then. And
seven.
I'm up to like nine now.
Seven now or so.
Something or other.
That was probably one of our better episodes.
Now, we got to be careful.
Did we do that in one take was the question.
No.
What wore me out of that is cut, the battery wasn't working, or your mic was skipping.
Gregory sneezed.
Or I said atmosphere instead of atmosphere. You know, you got to kind of be perfect. On here, live radio, it's like... Yeah, we're in our boxer shorts, but I'm wearing a dress shirt and a tie. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Did any of those rules change? Because a lot's happened in the Social Security world since 2014.
We're good on that, but on the deeming is kind of the thing. It's no more deeming. The spousal benefit thing. Divorced spouses have the same right to collect spousal benefits only as described and above, depending on their age. Divorced spouses who are younger than 62 by the end of 2015 will not be able to collect any spousal benefits while their own retirement benefits continue to grow up to age 70. It's that catch right there is the change. But, yeah, once again, if you're drawing widow's benefits and you're under age 60 and you like the number, you might want to check out who you're marrying. Like, hey, talk to me about Social Security benefits. What's your number? No, I'm not talking about your phone number. What's your Social Security number? You know, that's kind of it. It's mom. And look, truth be told, we weren't such a fan of the guy anyhow. So it was more about the money than the love in that case. She didn't want to take a pay cut.
Well, she's smart. She's a smart mom.
And we helped her out a bit on the decision. You know you're going to take a pay cut. No. And I remember the conversation, Mom, that newsletter of mine you got last month, and you see how long we've been doing this newsletter and articles like that? Might should redo that one again in case she needs to read it again. But she's over 60, so it's no thing.
Let's go ahead and put in the context. You have a mother who argues with you about financial advice?
I told her, Mom, get last month's newsletter. It's in there.
Does she think she knows more about finances than you?
Well, you know, she saw me making mud pies when I was four. I don't know, you know.
God, could I ever take financial advice from my kids? I don't think so.
Yeah, think about it. But she did read the newsletter, and then a few weeks later, I'm getting a call from my sister, Susan, and she... says, yeah, I had a conversation with mom, and she told me she had talked to you and didn't believe you and then read the newsletter, and she's a believer now. The marriage is off.
Oh, that's so romantic.
So she's not taking a pay cut.
So your newsletter destroyed a potential marriage? Is that what you're saying? Doesn't sound like a very good... Why would I want to sign up for this newsletter if it's going to be destroying relationships, Gregory Ricks?
They're still together. They're just not married. And she's moved beyond the 60. So whatever was going on there passed.
Okay, so what rule changed then? She could do it now once you're past 60?
Well, she's past 60, yeah. And not give up her benefit, but the marriage thing never came back up again. So what was that all about anyhow? Who was... Maybe it would have improved his world better. Well, I think it's how it is now. He actually would get an improvement, and she's not about that.
Are they still together?
I'm telling way too much information here, and I'm glad mom...
I'm kind of getting drawn into this.
Doesn't pick up the stream.
This beautiful little soap opera here. Does it have a happy ending?
Hey, you'd be surprised things go on when it comes down to money. It affects decisions. Like, oh, love you, but I'm not taking a pay cut. So really, if they're still together, what is the difference?
Besides just being roommates, right?
Yeah.
Might as well be
married. You have to have this contract, do you? All time?
Got to change your last name.
I'm like ticking off a whole bunch of people. I'm like, everybody gets to make choices. My guidance was prior to age 60 that she was going to take a financial hit. You need to think about it. I wasn't telling her what to do. Never would do that. Just gave her guidance. You might want to think this through before you do it. You don't know what you're talking about. So you could get that. If she's wanting to get married, and I'm like discouraging it, kind of. Of course, I'm wrong. But once she investigated, of course, I was right. But she passed 60, and she hadn't asked me about it again, and I hadn't brought it up in discussion. So what's up with the marriage thing? I'm not discussing that. That was a financial discussion we had, and we moved on.
How do people sign up for the newsletter?
Go to info@gregoryricks.com. Go to the website in the site chat and request it, or go to gregory@gregoryricks.com and ask to sign up for the newsletter.
All right, coming up next, we're going to do the numbers. So if you want to be on the same page as us, you can go to gregoryricks.com under the Winning at Life tab. You can pull up the numbers tab. And listen, this thing has become so beautifully customized that I literally go to this when I start preparing for the show and I want to find out what happened today. Gregory, this is where I start. It's like I got it all packaged in one spot, everything I need. So go there, gregoryricks.com. Questions you want to chime in on the phone? 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Stormwatch update, powered by Interstate Batteries from News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Tropical storm warning up from the mouth of the Pearl River over to High Island, Texas. A flash flood watch up through 7 p.m. Thursday. Coastal flood advisory up till 3 a.m. Thursday. Windy with rain and thunderstorms here this afternoon at 78. Showers and storms tonight, low 76. Windy with rain and storms tomorrow, high 83. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
It has become as much a part of summer in New Orleans as swimming holes and snowballs. It's the Feed the Multitudes 4th of July Festival at the Victory Fellowship Church on Airline in Metairie. This year, the 28th annual event. The day includes free food, games for the kids, a water slide, face painting, and more. And it's all made possible through the help of volunteers. Do you have a few hours to give back this Independence Day? Go to victoryfellowship.net. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, you want to reduce your tax bill? Contribute more to the 401k. Few businesses that we're working with. One of them is an attorney where they've been doing SEP contributions, but this year we're setting up a solo 401k so they can shift even more money that's pre-tax to it. And there's another business that's having big changes, and we're helping them set up a solo 401k, just husband and wife type businesses, whether it's the legal firm
or this farming firm. And it just all of a sudden starts shifting liabilities. So when they're in a 30, 40, 43% tax bracket, that makes a big difference on your AGI.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One of the things you might want to consider doing is a financial stress test on your portfolio. A financial stress test would give you where you're headed on your financial path.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRAs.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
I'm underloved, I'm underfed. I wanna go home. It never rains in California.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
It never rains in Southern California, but it sure as hell rains here. We've like had 3 days no rain, 3 weeks before that, rain, 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 and I guess we've got weeks headed our way.
Yeah, but we're used to this. This is normal. I tell you what's crazy is in Phoenix right now, 120 was the high.
But you know what? They grounded planes this morning. I've never heard this before, I swear. And I talked to a pilot today. And he says, yeah, it does get too hot to fly. And I was like, that was the first thing. They grounded planes. Why too hot to fly? Usually you hear, oh, there's too much ice on the wind. It's too cold to fly. What? Too hot? I'm like, let's get out of here and head north.
Anything smaller than a 737 basically can't fly because the engine intake isn't big enough. And they're probably so jealous of us right now because, I mean, what's the temperature? 78? What are we doing here? All right, enough of this. To the phones we go. Oh, by the way, that's Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. If you want to call in, 504-260-0995. Eric in Slidell, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, what's going on? I don't really have a question. Well, actually, I have a ton of questions, but it would take more than the weekday show to answer. So I just had a quick comment about in the first segment, y'all were talking about the amphibious ship, the LHA, that Ingalls is going to be building.
LHA-8.
Yeah.
LHA-8?
Yep.
Yeah. So
what's your thoughts?
I was actually stationed on the... Parker seemed to wonder why it's an amphibious ship, because it looks like a huge mini aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah,
and that's exactly what it is. So what it is, I was stationed on one in California, the older class, but it's a LHA, the USS Peleliu. And what they are they're a little bit shorter, but a little bit wider than an aircraft carrier. And we carried Cobra attack helicopters, Chinooks, which are those hot dogs with the two rotor-looking helicopters.
Yeah, the double blades, yeah.
Right, right. Those, a couple of big Seahawks, and then which is like a big just workhorse helicopter. And then we had six jets we carried, which are Harriers, and those are the ones that could take off vertically and land vertically. Those are the only jets that are carried on that. But the cool thing about that ship is it's a flat-bottom boat, and the whole back just opens up like a big garage door, and they ballast it and flood the whole, it's called the well deck, the very bottom deck there. They flood it full of water and actually sink it like 20, it's been a while, I forgot how many feet, 30 feet, something like that. And they float the LCACs out the back, and which are the big hovercraft.
Okay.
And then the landing boats, like the ones that were made down here for World War II, they still used a version of those for a troop carrier. So, like, if we're attacking a beach, we float all those out.
Wow.
So it itself isn't amphibious. It just supports amphibious craft. Is that what we're saying?
Correct, correct. The ship is still a ship. It's not going to go climbing up on the beach. But
okay, that's what I was wondering.
But it's considered amphibious because it's in the amphibious battle group. So you have your aircraft carrier battle group, and then you have an amphibious battle group. And we used to call them gator freighters is what they're called. And what that means is we were about 1,000 ships company, which means Navy personnel. And then when we would go on deployment to the Persian Gulf, we would bring on a little over 2,000 Marines. So that's what makes it amphibious is because we're bringing the Marines to the battle, and then we cover them as we launch them into the beaches or the land to go take up the land fighting.
Wow, it just got real, didn't it?
Does the ship actually have some firepower besides the aircraft?
Oh, yeah. We had two Sea Whizzes, which they look like the little R2-D2 things on them, but it's a Gatling gun that shoots like 3,000 rounds a second.
Wow.
And their computer generated or computer like sighted, so they can hit a dove up to a mile and a half away, which is insane when you look at the size of the round they carry. And then we had a couple of I forgot the millimeter of the guns, the cannon guns to launch to fire in. But every battle group goes in, so like that ship would also have a couple of destroyers, a sub. So they would be, you know, we would have Tomahawk capabilities from one of the other ships. And then
okay, that's what I was wondering about. You got to have some Tomahawks somewhere.
Yeah. That would be on another ship, though.
That's a pretty tough group.
I was going to say, Eric, anyone else still worried about North Korea anymore? Like, I mean, they're just splashing failed missiles into the Sea of Japan constantly. Are we really worried about anyone else? Who's going to take us over?
When you see that ship in action, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat.
I got some YouTube videos to watch now, Eric. That's all cool stuff. Thanks for your insight.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to Cedric here. Angie, what were you going to say, Gregory?
I just said thought initially it looked like a helicopter carrier, but I forgot about the Harriers and, you know, and these jets that just go straight up and then gas it and go. That is pretty cool. I'm more excited about what Ingalls is doing now.
Cedric in New Orleans, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, sir.
Yeah, I heard you guys' comments about the aircraft not taking off due to the heat. The main reason is it's the air is thinner, so you don't get the same amount of lift. You have the same thing here in New Orleans. In the summertime, aircraft use more runway, and the runways are shorter there, and you know they don't get the lift. That's why.
Oh, in Phoenix, the runways are shorter.
Well, no, the temperature is hotter. You don't get the lift, so you need a longer runway in order to take off.
Right.
The same thing happens everywhere. And if you'll notice in the winter, planes get in the air faster with shorter runways.
Yeah, I'm not that strong on aerodynamics of aircraft, but that's great information to understand the difference of why.
Years ago, I used to be a weatherman.
I'm going to start watching the temp when I'm out there now.
Wait, you were a weatherman? Is that what you're saying?
Years ago in the Air Force. I haven't done that in years, though, so believe me, I cannot speak with conviction about it.
But the bigger planes can still fly just fine because I guess they can push faster. Is that it?
I would guess that I don't know, but I know that it's the thinness of the air that's probably the main reason.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, so it depends on the aircraft, wingspan, lift.
Thank you, Cedric.
How many bags was packed underneath? Hey, James, you needing to get off with all that baggage?
With all my gold bullion weighing it down?
Yeah, we can't take off.
All right, just a quick programming note here. Those last two callers were veterans, and that's why it's always cool to have them call in, because they know stuff that we don't.
I'm still amazed by that amphibious assault ship. That is some awesome stuff. And the Marines, they're kicking some butt. You start unloading those things at a foreign place.
You want to hear a weird landmark I have in my head? When I was in college at East Texas Baptist University in the mid-90s, there was this guy.
What university?
East Texas Baptist University. There was this guy I worked with at the restaurant who had just got out the Navy, and he was on a nuclear sub. And he was a big computer guy like me, and since I was in computers, we used to talk a lot. And he goes, I can make you drool right now. You know how much how big the hard drive was on our sub? He's on a nuclear sub now. At the time, this was in 1998 maybe, 32 terabytes, which at that time is just, you might as well say
massive.
You might as well just say 100 million billion, like my kids do, 100 million billion gazillion. But 32 terabytes, and I'm still, my computer at home, I have.
I think I have a thumb drive for that much.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I am
you
so
know,
lucky.
I'm just kidding. I have, that's huge.
My entire world is housed on a 2 terabyte external drive, and I have another 2 terabyte that's the backup for it. I still haven't got to 32
terabyte,
and that was 20 years ago. The computer I was working on at the time had like 640 megabytes on its hard drive, and the Navy was dealing with 32. Terabytes. What do you think it is now? 20 years. So it grows exponentially. Oh it's insane.
100,
right?
At least. 200.
What's past terabyte is what you got to start thinking about.
Yeah,
now.
I have no idea.
Right. So it gets,
but they know.
Gets a little weird. Oh, hey, let's start pumping out some numbers here. That's what we're supposed to do with this segment, but two great calls will occupy a little bit of time. Quite a bit of red out there. I know. Let's start whipping it out. The Dow Jones was down 0.33%. So no more record-breaking days for Tuesday, 21,467.
It has to take a breather.
And that's all it was. It wasn't a major dive. But the S&P was down 0.67. So 0.33%, 24,37 is where it settled at. And the NASDAQ, the bigger loser, 0.8%, so it's at 6188. And then the Russell, even worse. Greg, you got that one, or you want me to keep going?
The Russell is 1402.97. It was off a little more than 1%. The 10-year Treasuries, 2.16. They had moved down a little bit more, but they shifted back up, but we're still slightly lower than yesterday on the 10-year Treasuries. That puts us at 30-year mortgage, which is lower at 3.91%. Once again, that's a 30-year mortgage. What did I predict crude oil would close at today? I did it on last night's show, and I was spot on.
You said it would finish under 44.
Yeah, I said it's going to close in the $43 and change range.
I have it at 42.78. Oh, no, I'm looking at Whole Foods. I'm looking at Whole Foods.
Vastly different. We did... intraday trading, we did get below 43. It was trading in the 42 bucks and change range this morning, but we did close the last trade I'm showing, which could include aftermarket, $43.34 off 1.9%. Gold, $1,246.30. It's off today again as well.
But you could almost trade a share of Whole Foods for a barrel of oil right now.
Something to think about.
All right, we'll go through the short list next. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if this sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff. And that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What age do I apply for Social Security?
If you love your spouse, you'll wait. Most cases where if we have reasonable assets and can make a plan, have a little bit of time to work, 66. Just like somebody else that was in, their objective is to turn it on at age 66. So we talked about how to be in, he's retiring a year earlier than expected. It's fine. We're going to fix it with income from assets, and then boom, Social Security turns on. And then a year after that, hers turns on, but we're talking about FRA, full retirement age, age 66.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
With Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks is across the table for me. He's the financial guru. That's going to answer your question if you call 504-260-0995. I mean, I may chime in, but why would you want to listen to me if Gregory's here?
Look, I'm going to chime in anyhow. They might want to hear it. But Uber, somehow, I was trying to pull them up.
While he's pulling it up, I'll do the slow number, 504-260-0995. And Annie Lennox is our latest in hurricane carols, or rain carols, tropical storm carols. Yeah. I'm glad I wore my silk shirt today, Gregory, because we're going to the disco after this, aren't we?
One thing I liked, and I don't know how they're going to implement this, but like Uber.
They're allowing tips, right?
Ticked me off today because on the Hills, reading from an article here, what must fill two employees like the longest 6 months in Uber's 8-year history. The company last week tried ending relentless news reports about its corporate misbehavior by encouraging its CEO, Travis, take a leave of absence, like, you need to go get counseling, dude. This morning, Uber took things a step further, introducing initiative. What is this, innovative? that it's calling 180 days of change and announcing most notably that it will start allowing riders to tip drivers in the app. I don't have a thing wrong with it, but what I like the simplicity of you do it and you're done. So where do I tip? Before the ride? Because when we get to where I'm going, you know what I really enjoy? Pulling the door handle. Thanks, dude.
And it's over.
Great ride. Yeah. I'll give you 5 stars when I catch up. And it's over. What? I'm going to stop and tip. I kind of like this all-in-one, which was just, it was so sweet. It's built in. They own their own business. And if you're an Uber driver, chime in. But, you know, I know what they're going to say. Cool. We always like whatever we can get. Drive plus a tip. And we did have some of the, I didn't, but I had heard of others commenting, like, they asked for a cash tip. I said, dude, it's paperless. It's all online. And I've had some great rides, and I would tip them, but, you know, what I want is it to be seamless in the app, not to, for us to have a pause, because when they pull up there, I'm like pulling the door handle. Thanks, dude, and I'm gone. That's the way it's supposed to work.
I'm thinking that they're looking at their biggest competitor, Lyft. You know,
okay, tell me about that. I've never had a Lyft.
I've never had a Lyft either. But Lyft does have the option to include a tip with your payment, both at the time of the ride, and this is what you're going to like, up to 72 hours afterwards. Tips are obviously cashless. You pay via your credit card, but 100% of that tip goes to the driver.
I've used Lyft before.
You have used Lyft before?
So how do they compare?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of your service, it tells you the rate on Uber. With Lyft, they'll give you that option and also an option to tip whether 5, 10, 15, 20 or more. So it pops up automatically.
Or more. Jeez.
Hey, I'm a guy that likes to tip. Like when I went to Road Atlanta and took an Uber driver, and it was like 45-minute ride, the dude was the bomb. There's no
tipping. How could he be the bomb? What do you mean?
It was a great ride, great conversation. Remember, he talked about this. We got a conversation about investing. Remember, I told you about this website he looked at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the guy was great. And actually, the CEO of AT&T, he picks up and takes to his G6 Learjet to head up to New York every weekend. For starting his work week up there. So it was great. So sometimes you get really great rides. Sometimes they're just average. But you know what? If they pick me up, get me to where I'm going, no problems, great experience, clean car, I think about all of those? They're the bomb. I don't want no dirty car, them dropping me off at the wrong. I've had that with Uber. Like, I had to walk 3 blocks to get to the restaurant because they dropped me off at the wrong spot. Like, or I'm just, hey, this is the wrong way. You need to take a left up here. Did you know they updated their software or changed it and they were having problems in this area?
Uber was,
yeah.
Angie, you're the only person that's done both out of us three. Do you have a preference? Which one do you like better? Which one do you use? Which one are you going to use next time you need a ride? How do you know which one you even use?
All but the same, I find. The big difference is, like, at the end of your ride with Lyft, you do have an option to tip, where Uber doesn't give the option. But as far as using your GPS and getting lost, that's most of them do. They'll just use their GPS and use that as, the final directions. Well, sometimes they'll ask the passenger, but most times they just go by their GPS.
Uber's copying the feature of Lyft that provides riders up to 72 hours to tip a driver, though Uber is extending that period to a full 30 days. Offering belated tipping is useful for forgetful types.
So 4 weeks later, you're like, I should have tipped that guy.
I should have tipped. And you thought about it at the restaurant. Like, you know, think about it. I didn't tip enough.
I have. I felt the tip guilt.
What do you go back next day? Hey, here's $5 more.
Nope, never. Not once.
It also creates distance between the drivers and riders who may be fearful of retribution if they haven't tipped or tipped generously. I'm good with it because I still pull the handle, get out the car. Thanks, dude. I'll send you a tip. that, appreciate it.
You're right. That concern has now been alleviated.
Okay. I'm back on board. Uber, let's go.
Okay, so now this changes a little bit, because this isn't sounding like Uber trying to accommodate the customers. It's trying to accommodate its drivers.
Yes, it is.
So they were probably losing some talent, right, to Lyft, and they got to stop the bleeding.
Well, when you're in that world and you do a great job, hey, don't forget to rate me and tip me on Uber. You know, that would, if I was the driver, hey, don't forget me, rate me and tip me if you enjoyed the ride. Thank you for choosing Uber. They can be nice at the end, too, and encourage that. That's part of their process. Be nice about it.
Y'all know Uber Eats doesn't give you an
option to pull the handle, get out the car, because boom, we're at the restaurant. Let's go. I'm going to have me a bottle of wine, and I'll get me an Uber on the way home, and I'll tip him in 30 days, too.
Angie, did you just reference Uber Eats?
Yeah, they don't give you an option to tip either.
I bet that changes.
They would more so.
Because you're delivering food?
Uber is changing.
You almost feel weird taking food and not offering a tip.
I would expect that to be for sure changed there, too.
Well, there's a there's another one that's kind of rising up, Uber and Lyft. The next one is Via. And then there's another one called Get, but Get's G-E-T-T. They added a T there, so it's a whole different thing. It's only operating in New York City. But they might be trying to squish up-and-coming competition, too.
I would rather drive for Lyft if they were doing the tips, honestly. You more
what
more
makes
upside.
More money
makes more money that way. Lyft has huge momentum. They've expanded into 150 cities this year. I think Uber is filling some Lyft.
I see what you did there,
okay,
though, Gregory.
Okay, drive for both. That's interesting.
So the drivers I've
finished the numbers.
With,
hey, we're about out of time. We get
Lyft
the numbers
and Uber
like
on their car, and what they'll do is they'll go back and forth on the apps and see which one's busier.
Nice.
Hey, it's that about staying busy.
Makes sense. Yeah, I mean,
if I'm rolling, I want to get paid.
Dude, I wanted to talk about how there's 24% of America right now. You know how much they have in emergency funds? Zero.
Zero. I knew the answer to that.
They couldn't come up with one extra dollar right now if they need it. 24% of Americans. Anyway, we're out of time, so we'll just have to take off with that tomorrow. In the meantime, your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live, July 13th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. It is a women-only event, and it is your financial first date to get in the door with Gregory Ricks and Associates. Go RSVP at the website. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.